that's funny. He's a legend in Cleveland, people. And I do use the word legend loosely a lot, but not in this case. This man is an absolute legend in these parts anyway. Cleveland, Kenny Rhoda joins us. Roadman, how are you, my friend?
I'm outstanding, Dan. I love it. You're not slipping, you're tripping. You got that down, man. You're good at this radio thing.
I used to ask guys, man. You tripping or you slipping? Because it looks like to me you're slipping. You ain't playing very well. You must be tripping. DeQuell Jackson, slipping or tripping?
I think he's right in the middle, on the fence, if you will. He's not going to get any better than he is. But for a team like the Colts, I think it's a nice fit. He's a guy that's going to be 31 when the season starts. He's not a player that is going to be considered a great player or a game-changing impact player, but he's a consistent player. He's a team player, and he's a great presence in the locker room, Dan.
What happened in Cleveland? I know he was upset when Chudzinski got let go. Is that part of the reason he's no longer there?
I think it had more to do with his age, the direction the Browns are going in, and the salary cap situation. Like I said, he's going to be 31. The Browns are a rebuilding team, so when they're going to be good, he's going to be 32, 33, 34, so he might be on the downside. Like I said, going to a playoff team now I think is a good move for DeQuell. And for the Browns, they're going to save, I don't know, $8, $9 million on his cap hit, and they're going to look to the draft for a middle linebacker possibly to replace him, C.J. Mosley, Chris Borland, Ryan Shazier, maybe one of those three guys with that second pick in the first round or an early pick in the second round. Or they could go after Arthur Motes, who's an inside linebacker backup in Buffalo. But Mike Pettine, the new Browns head coach, comes here, knows him. And you know how that is, Dan. Guys that coach players, they like their own players. Same with Jarius Byrd. We could see him coming to Cleveland, too, to replace T.J. Ward because he was with Pettine last year. So all those things were a factor in why they decided to go in a different direction.
When you look at Jackson, 2010, he doesn't play. What happened there? What was that about?
Shoulder chest injury. He missed almost two entire seasons because of that. And a lot of people thought he wasn't going to be able to come back and play at all, Dan. But he persevered, he worked hard, he rehabbed, and it was a goal of his not just to get back and play it, but to get back and play and be a leader and make an impact for this team. And he did. You look at his last 3 years, 417 total tackles. Now, one of the knocks on DeQuell is a lot of those tackles were made downfield, Dan. Not a lot of tackles for losses or big numbers in sacks. And that's the one thing you won't get with him is the TFLs and the sacks. He's going to be solid in the middle. He's going to direct everybody where they should go on the field and off the field. And like I said, for a playoff team, I think it's a good fit for DeQuell Jackson.
Kenny Rhoda joins us, Peterman Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Hotline. Last thing, and I'll let you go relative to Jackson. You know, you sit here and you say, all right, you know, Colts need playmakers. What you're telling me is he make a play, but he's not necessarily a playmaker is basically what you're telling me.
Yeah, he's not a game changer, Dan. He's going to be steady. He's going to be solid. He's going to make the plays that he should make. On occasion, maybe he'll get a pick or come up with a forced fumble on that, but he's not going to be a guy that is going to be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year or a all-pro type guy. Could he make the Pro Bowl? Well, you and I could make the Pro Bowl if we're popular enough with the guys, Dan. You know that. The Pro Bowl's not that big of a deal. I look more at the all-pro selections at the end of the year. He's not that guy.
Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Danny. I'll see you soon,
buddy. All right, buddy. You're the best. That's the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda, on the Peterman Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing Hotline.